What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Mental War, your daily dose of Spartan discipline straight to your ears. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, here to help you conquer procrastination and kickstart that laser focus you know you've got within you. Ever feel like time is slipping through your fingers? You've got this mountain of tasks looming, but the thought of actually tackling them makes you want to burrow under the covers? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, we all have those days where tomorrow sounds way more appealing than today. But here's the thing. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It often stems from a sneaky little voice in our heads whispering doubts and negativity. Today, we're diving deep into the power of positive self-talk to slay that procrastination dragon. We're going to uncover 5 key takeaways that will transform your mindset, fuel your motivation, and finally get you crushing those goals. Ready to unlock your inner Spartan warrior? Let's do this. 5 key takeaways to silence that procrastination demon. Number 1. Recognize the voice of doom. We all have an inner critic, a voice that can turn even the simplest task into a Herculean effort. This voice is all about negativity, fear of failure, and playing the what-if game. The first step to silencing it? Recognize those whispers for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Number 2. Replace negative with positive. This is where the magic happens. When that inner critic chimes in, consciously replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of, I can't do this, try, this might be challenging, but I'm capable of tackling it. Number 3. Visualize success. Ever heard the saying, believe and achieve? Well, there's a reason for that. Picture yourself confidently completing your tasks. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of pride. This visualization can fuel your motivation and make those goals seem less daunting. Number 4. Celebrate small wins. Procrastination thrives on that mountain of tasks feeling. Break down those big projects into smaller, manageable steps. Each time you conquer a step, celebrate it. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small. This keeps you motivated and prevents overwhelm. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, folks. Some days are better than others. If you find yourself slipping back into procrastination, don't beat yourself up about it. Simply acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and get right back on track. Real-world relatable example. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up. Your inner critic starts whispering, "You're not going to remember everything. What if you stumble?" Suddenly, preparing feels like climbing Mount Everest. But here's the thing. You got this. Use those 5 takeaways I just shared. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Visualize yourself delivering that presentation confidently and engagingly. Break down the preparation into smaller steps. Research, outlining, practicing. Celebrate each milestone along the way. And remember, be kind to yourself. Summary and key. Takeaways. Look, conquering procrastination isn't about becoming a superhuman workaholic. It's about mastering your mindset, silencing that inner critic, and harnessing the power of positive self-talk. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize the negative voice. Replace it with positivity. Visualize success. Celebrate small wins, and practice self-compassion. Call to action. This week, I want you to put these strategies into action. Start by noticing your thoughts throughout the day. When you catch yourself slipping into negativity, consciously shift gears. Replace those doubts with positive affirmations. Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of Spartans who conquer procrastination together. And remember, folks, if you're struggling with this, don't be afraid to ask for help. We've all been there. Until next time, keep pushing forward and crushing those goals. Mental War out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.